Network.
Well, that's basically it for my hour and 30-minute expose on the FEMA camps, the whole mechanism of shadow government, and the takeover of our society. In closing, I would ask listeners to rip this video off of PrisonPlanet.tv, where our members are watching it in high quality live right now or archive. Post it to YouTube and make sure it goes mega viral. The camps are real. The mass graves are real. The whole mechanism of martial law and shadow government takeover and tyranny is real and is the norm in human history. Liberty and freedom is incredibly rare and precious. And if the American people don't wake up that it can and is happening here, the tyranny is happening here, it's going to succeed. Now, in the end, it will fall and fail, but I don't want it to end up like China or Russia or Germany, where we have to go through that first. But, you know, regardless, we're going to fight this thing, and the fact that we're here fighting them before it all happens means that as we go into it, we'll have that much more of a fighting chance against it because folks will finally remember that we warned them and that it actually came true. That's the biggest thing we've got on our side is that we saw it historically. We knew that those that don't know history are doomed to repeat it. So we warned people. We were repeating history. And now that may be why we've got a fighting chance. So, again, get this video out to everybody. Get this audio out to everybody that we've just done this presentation. Now, speaking of information, I want to tell you about a few of the sponsors that make this show possible. Then Max Kaiser's coming up, and then briefly a state rep on kicking the military out of Tennessee running checkpoints. I mean, it's happening. They're just probing. Can we do local gun confiscation drills? Can we run checkpoints on the highway? They're probing. Home Gain. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, Home Gain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HOMEGAIN.com. All you need to do is type in their home address, and you'll get an instant free estimate of your home value online. It's a great way to monitor the value of your home. You can also check and see what the best market improvements are on the upkeep of your home or to add-ons or any type of increasing the value, any improvements you make. Look for Max the Orange Home Gain Gorilla to help you with any real estate needs you might have. There's a banner on Infowars.com. Again, it's HomeGain.com. Also, the fine folks at eFoodsDirect.com. So we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsors, eFoods Direct, is the longest-tenure operating affordable foods company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for many, many years. They have non-GMO, non-hybrid, high-quality food at the very lowest prices that was just produced, just made, lasts more than 15 years. More than 10 years in climate control, as much as 20, they say, but guaranteed for 10 years in non-climate controlled. Give them a call at 1-800-409-5633, 1-800-409-5633, or visit their website at eFoodsDirect.com. Big banners up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Another one of the sponsors that makes this show possible, and I believe in all these sponsors, is PepperSpray.com. We live in an unpredictable world, and as everyone knows, I'm all about preparedness. Remember, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. That's why I want you to visit our new sponsor, PepperSpray.com, to check out their wide variety of personal security products they have available on their website. Since 1994, PepperSpray.com has made your personal safety their number one priority. So give them a call at 1-800-908-9988. Again, that number is 1-800-908-9988. Or visit them at PepperSpray.com and give yourself some peace of mind. On the web since 94, sell a wide variety of personal safety and security products. You're not only getting security, but peace of mind you deserve as well. Free shipping on orders above $99. Pepper spray of all kinds and strengths, stun guns and tasers, animal repellents, home safety, personal alarms, and much more. PepperSpray.com. I know I just plugged three sponsors there, but I did 3 hours and didn't plug one sponsor. And so I'm condensing it all here as we start the final hour. But I'm very, very thankful to those sponsors that I just mentioned for making this show possible. I'm also very thankful to our AM and FM affiliates. Be sure and support their local sponsors. And I'm very, very thankful to all of you that continue to spread the word about the show and about the free podcast being downloaded by over 130,000 people a day at InfoWars.com on the listen page. We'll be right back with Max Kaiser, BBC news host, and a lot more. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world.
Need something more?
The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, we've got a really neat guest on for the next 52 minutes. That's Max Keiser. The website's Max Keiser, KEISER.com. He's a filmmaker, broadcaster, former broker and options trader. He hosts The Oracle with Max Keiser on BBC World News. Previously, he produced and appeared regularly in TV series People in Power on Al Jazeera English Network. Max also presents a weekly radio show about finance and markets on London's Resonance FM. Max also writes for the Huffington Post. In addition to his broadcasting work, Keiser is known for his invention of virtual specialist technology that revolutionized a lot of what you see today, a software system used by the Hollywood Stock Exchange virtual trading system. Keiser has also been described as the Michael Moore of Wall Street, both for his controversial, confrontational, humorous delivery, and because his character and his critics consider him a sensationalist left-winger. I wouldn't call him a left-winger because I certainly agree with a lot of his views about the corrupt globalists and the banks, and we've got him here to talk about a host of issues. He's gotten a lot of attention and being linked up on the Drudge Report talking about how the U.S. British-backed banks will invade a country if they try to move to another currency or another form of a world monetary unit. He's also talked about how the economy imploding is a controlled demolition, just like the towers. So he's got a lot of courage there with 9/11 truth statements. And so it's really great to have Max Keiser on with us. He's also agreed to come on, though it's about 2 in the morning for him, with Jason Burmis on Wednesday night, the InfoWarrior 9 to midnight here Central. Mr. Keiser, good to have you on with us.
Alex Jones.
Okay, Max Keiser, so much is going on. Now, let's talk about the G20. They're trying to push for a new global monetary bank. The same bankers that engineered the crisis, they're going to save us by giving them more power.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, before we get to the G20, I thought I'd review for you the orchestration of the biggest wealth heist in history. Okay, you ready for this? In 2 or 3 minutes, I will relate to you about how the biggest wealth heist in history took place. Are you ready for this?
Go.
Basically, going back to the 9/11 attacks, at that moment, Alex, the rich people in America got really frightened because their notion was, oh, my God, the barbarians are here. What are we going to do? And Alan Greenspan at the Federal Reserve Bank at the time, he took interest rates down to 1%. Now, interest rates are the fulcrum upon which the entire U.S. economy and the global economy functions. Low rates versus high rates. This is the tension that we've seen in America going all the way back to, when they introduced the Federal Reserve back in the 1913 era. But it's interest rates that are the key. Now, when Greenspan lowered interest rates down to 1% after the attacks of 9/11, at the behest of the, what you might call the elites in America, because when you have low interest rates like that, you can engineer incredible banking frauds and heists. And what we've seen since that time is the banking system first accumulate hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars, of what we now call, or what we now know, are counterfeit bonds, stocks, and options, to the point where even Gordon Brown at the G20 meeting referred to this whole system as the shadow banking system. There is no doubt now, there is nobody hiding the fact that there is this huge shadow banking system. That's at least $20 or $30 trillion worth of trades that go on behind the scenes are totally unreported. This is why, Alex, when Geithner and these guys dump $5, $10, $12 trillion into these banks, it doesn't seem to improve the situation at all because they're sitting on $20, $30, $40 trillion of fraudulent trades. And this has all been building up since the 9/11 attacks. They artificially dropped interest rates down to 1%, which set in motion the dot-com bubble, when then that burst, but instead of there being a recession, it merely went into the real estate bubble. That built up to extraordinary levels. When that burst, now they're faced with how are we going to create a new bubble, and the new bubble is what we talked about at the G20. It's Gordon Brown. He's talking about the IMF. He's talking about a global currency, and this is how they're going to try to hide this $20 or $30 trillion or more in bogus counterfeit bonds and stocks by using now the IMF. The IMF is not going to be the new global slush fund of choice. And that's what we're seeing today. What does it mean to people on the street, to the average Americans? It means that they're not going to have money to borrow. It means the recession is going to get deeper. It means there's a depression coming. And it means that the bankers who have been basically using the system to confiscate all of this wealth are just getting better at it. And they're not about to turn around and start sharing that wealth and what they would do if they were really interested in doing that is that they would raise interest rates, because higher interest rates are what you and me and the saver want. We want a return on our investment. We want a return on the money we have in the bank. We want a wage that makes sense. That's tied into a higher rate. As long as they keep rates artificially low, they can continue to put forth these incredible accounting frauds. And it was just
Max Keiser, just to simplify it for people, Bloomberg now reports $12.8 trillion has disappeared in 6 months since October 3rd into a black hole. Senators and House members ask the Fed chief, where's the money? He says, I won't tell you. Meanwhile, they're still giving each other record bonuses. Rome is beginning to burn. 630-something thousand people unemployed in March alone, accelerating All of this is just getting crazier and crazier. Meanwhile, the very banking institutions that engage in this Ponzi scheme, this counterfeiting fraud, as you rightfully put it, are running around smiling at the G20, saying that they're saving us. I mean, where does all this go? I mean, how...
The black hole, or the shadow banking system, is still quite several magnitudes greater than this $11 to $12 trillion that they've already dumped into the system. And we're talking about multiple hundreds of trillions of dollars. And the it's a shell game. So they, as you know, Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan stopped being investment banks. They became commercial banks. That allowed them to be eligible for bailout money from the feds. Then they bought a dying institution like Merrill Lynch, was bought by Bank of America, so they can get money from the Fed to bail them out. Merrill Lynch is still sitting on a huge multi-trillion black hole of debt. J.P. Morgan alone has $90 trillion worth of derivative contracts, and they won't tell you where they are or who the counterparty is. You know, that's another phrase you hear all the time. Oh, the counterparty, are they at risk or not at risk? Well, the ultimate counterparty is you and me. We're the counterparty.
And let's be clear. Let's be clear.
No counterparty. Well, we're the counterparty ultimately at the end of the game. And how do they do that? Well, the end game is, as many people on your show have pointed out, massive money printing, high inflation, hyperinflation. So that's really when the true crisis begins. So when Obama says that, well, you know, we're learning our lessons now and we don't want to repeat this crisis. They haven't even started the real crisis yet. The real crisis is when all this money finds its way into the general economy in the form of hyperinflation. The U.S. policies right now are the policies not of the 30s that they're trying to avoid, but of Weimar Republic of the 20s. Weimar Republic, to recover from World War I, introduced lower rates, high money supply, and basically the same policies that the U.S. are doing now. The result was hyperinflation in Weimar Germany. History tells us this. This is what is going to happen in the U.S. because they're doing the exact same policies.
Now, Max Keiser, expanding on that, and you've been making these predictions for years, and now unfortunately they're coming true. 5 years ago you were criticizing the derivative situation and calling it a Ponzi scheme. Now we're at that point. $12.8 trillion they expect U.S. taxpayers to pay back to offshore banks, and then in a weird way the central banks then get paid interest on allowing the government to loan money to the very banks. So they're going to get interest on the money we basically give them, and then charge us interest, and the GDP is $13 trillion of the United States, and all these other countries are getting close to exceeding their GDPs in only 6 months of looting. So, A, how would we ever pay back to the foreign banks? We have to pay them back for giving them our money. Get your mind around that, folks. Will we be able to ever pay them back with a million new taxes? And then, B, how bad will the hyperinflation crises get, and when is that coming?
Well, the interest that Americans, on average, pay, the percentage of their income that goes to servicing the debt, is in the 14 to 15%. I'll double-check my figures. I know that it's up quite sharply in the last year and a half, and the trajectory of that number is going up quite quickly. So when the income of you and me and every American, when it gets to the point where you're putting 50 or 60 or 70% of your income to pay just the interest on your debt, then you have what Warren Buffett himself predicted less than 3 years ago. Warren Buffett himself said America is becoming a nation of sharecroppers. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about indentured servitude, and it's being engineered because, you know, the rich people, you got to go all the way back to 1649, Alex. You know, in England, they revolted against the divine right of kings. Charles I was taken off the throne, and you had a parliamentary rule established, and it was the end of divine right of kings. Now we've got the divine right of hedge funds. The hedge funds think that they're God. They think Tim Geithner thinks he's God, and that he farts money, and he wants everyone to breathe in his fart money and think that can sustain them. And let me give an example of something that's absolutely shocking. Just recently, the government went after UBS, Union Bank of Switzerland, and they said, you know what? We found you evading taxes and helping people to evade taxes. We're going to fine you $750 million. At the same time, AIG, through Geithner's plan, was getting a $5 billion cash injection from the U.S. taxpayer that went right into UBS's pocket. So the penalty that UBS had to pay for being caught in a tax evasion scam was to be gifted from the U.S. taxpayer $4.25 billion.
All right, stay there, Max. I want to repeat that when we come back. Max Keiser is our guest, and we're going to continue breaking all this down and talk about the big issue. How about we just arrest the bankers?
This year, millions of people will lose electricity. Ice storms, earthquakes, flooding, or hurricanes could leave you without power for days. Anyone that's ever been in a blackout knows that the first thing you need is a flashlight. That's why you need the PacLight. The PacLight is powered by a 9-volt battery and lasts up to 1,200 hours. It's so small, it fits right in your pocket and glows in the dark, making it easy to find when you need it most. One Florida customer says,
"My PacLight has lasted through 4 hurricanes in 2 years, over 30 days without electricity, and I'm still using the same battery."
The PacLight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. It's time for you to be prepared with a PacLight. Visit us at 9voltlight.com. That's 9voltlight.com. Or call us today, toll-free, at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. April 6, 2009. Gold opened this morning at 877.30. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $903.01, $451.50 for a half ounce, and $225.75 for the quarter ounce. That's $903.01, $451.50, and $225.75.
How is it that we the people grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, "A central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army"? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
All right, going back to Max Keiser, host of The Oracle on BBC, MaxKeiser.com. Okay, Max, you got cut off by the break. Briefly, recap for folks listening the magnitude of what you were just talking about the issue of you've got UBS, this big Swiss bank, supposedly with all these accounts, so it gets a $700-something million fine, but then $5 billion of taxpayer money bailout.
Right. So in other words, AIG, which we all know, AIG is this huge, you know, insurance company, so-called, but it's really something else. The AIG, what their main business was creating the what are called credit default swaps, and well, I'll get into that in a second. But basically, the reason why AIG needed $180 billion worth of bailouts was because these credit default swaps were proven to be, you know, counterfeit and bogus. So the government gives them $180 billion now to pay off their bills, to pay off the people that they were involved with their criminal syndicate of credit default swaps. They end up giving UBS $5 billion of America's tax money that came into AIG from the U.S. government to bail them out ostensibly, supposedly to help Americans somehow. But AIG turned around and gave $5 billion to UBS the same week that UBS is paying the U.S. government a $750 million fine for being caught aiding tax evaders.
Isn't Barack go ahead.
Yeah, net-net, UBS gets a $4.25 billion gift from the American public for being caught aiding people to evade taxes. The problem is just not that there's a lack of justice. The problem is that there's a psychosis involved at the highest levels of the banking system where you've got, like, Caligula in charge of these banks. They're psychotic thugs. That the moralities are not, they're not losing morality. It's not moral hazard. It's moral vacuum. They're psychotic. They think they can get away with this. It's absurd. But there are a couple of other examples where these bankers, you see that they've become, you know, like this Caligula capitalist, as I call it. Just recently, you know, there's these huge protests in London against the hedge fund industry. People are on the street. They're protesting against the hedge funds. They're outside the Bank of England on Threadneedle Street in London. The bankers are waving 10-pound notes out the windows, trying to incite the protesters to commit violence. Why? Because they had made bets on online betting exchanges as to how many protesters would be injured or killed during the demonstrations and protests. So here you have bankers trying to incite people to get killed because they've got a bet on the exchange of how many people will get killed.
Do you remember when the Pentagon wanted to create a hedge fund on when the next terror attack was coming to make money off of it?
Well, if you go back to John Poindexter, he introduced something called the policy analysis market, PAM, which is based on my technology, the virtual specialist technology, which you mentioned at the top of the show. It's a patented technology for making a market in events, such as is outlined. And my original intent was to do something with Hollywood, but it got picked up by the Pentagon, and they launched this thing, or they tried to, called the policy analysis market, where people could buy and sell securities based on terror attacks. And my point at that time was that you're just encouraging terror attacks. It's like the people, you know, I don't want to get into the whole 9/11 thing, but, you know, people were making bets on exploding airplanes in the weeks leading up to 9/11. Obviously, that's true because the volume of bets against airlines that they were going to explode was increased 10 to 20 times. So it was no secret that people were making bets against what turned out to be they were making bets against themselves. But you see this type of moral vacuousness where these bankers are actually destroying themselves. They're destroying their own economy because they've become psychotic. The embezzlement and the fraud has run into levels that are not beyond just what Mike Milken did back at Drexel Burnham. It's become a whole other magnitude. You have Goldman Sachs, of course, very famously last year, sold bonds to municipalities while at the same time selling short those bonds, attacking their customers. You have the example of Armor, a company called Armor Plating, I think the name is. They make material for soldiers and U.S. soldiers in Iran and Iraq. They couldn't raise money last year because the hedge funds were selling the stock short. They were killing the stock. They were selling the stock naked, which means you're selling stock that doesn't exist. You're selling counterfeit stock. The company couldn't raise any more money. And as a result, of course, U.S. soldiers were in harm's way because the hedge funds thought that their profits were more important than the lives of the U.S. soldiers. And again, it's the divine right of hedge funds. It was a company called Force Protection, Inc. It's
yeah, stay there, Max Kaiser. Stay there. This is just amazing. And everything he's saying is documented on record. That's how destructive, parasitic, carnivorous. It's not just looting. They're killing the golden goose that lays the eggs and all leaving the United States to live in armored compounds in the Caribbean. MaxKaiser.com is his website. My website's Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We'll be right back with him and a state rep.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the Earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
With our economy spiraling out of control,
living in the soup kitchens may be right around the corner.
No one saw the financial collapse of 1929. Many didn't make it, and millions ended up in soup lines, becoming vagrants,
begging for food.
Unlike 1929, we can see this collapse coming.
We have been warned.
And right now, we have a very small window of opportunity to get food storage into our homes before it's too late.
Too late.
Why is the Canadian government telling their citizens to stock up?
Why?
And why are soldiers calling home telling their families to get food storage?
Supplies are running low.
Having food storage today may be just as important to your family's survival as boarding the Ark was in the days of Noah. Order right now and receive free shipping and all one-year supplies. Go to yourfoodstorage.com. That's yourfoodstorage.com. Or call 877-482-FOOD. That's 877-482-FOOD today.
Down on the shack. We ran a story Friday and Saturday about regular Army to run checkpoints all over Tennessee with Homeland Security. We ran it last Thursday. By Friday, the governor got involved and said, no, we're not doing this. They're going to have Army, not just the police running warrantless checkpoints, but the Army doing it with the police. And last hour, we played a clip off the news. Representative John Shaw, representative for Tennessee District 80, on the show talking about how upset people were about this and how they got that shot down. And he's on a very important phone call. He'll be joining us. He said in 1 minute. If not, we're going to move on back to Max Kaiser because I've got a lot of questions for him on the economy, and he is quite the brain on those subjects. While we're waiting for Representative John Shaw to join us, listen, folks, I need you to get the Obama Deception on DVD at Infowars.com. This film is waking people up big time. This film is changing minds. This film is unlocking people's perspective. Obama is a distraction and a diversion, just like George Bush was. You have the shadow banking system. You have a national security state that's over Europe, England, the United States, that does whatever it wants, whenever it wants, for so long that that's what Max Kaiser was just talking about. They're so arrogant now, they do whatever they want. I mean, Obama could be an angel, and we say that in the film. Still, the establishment's in control. He's not in control. And so we explain that and say, look, either the bankers get arrested and brought to justice and this madness ends, or they're going to destroy us all financially and then build their world government on the ashes of that. And that's what they plan to do. So please get the Obama Deception at InfoWars.com or get the Obama Deception and super high quality downloaded at PrisonPlanet.tv. We got DivX copies to burn, to disc, to give to people that play on DVD players in high quality. I mean, this is a factory of resistance, an armory in the info war. Get the Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com. Expose these criminals while we still have time. We're going into a depression. There's no doubt about that. You can also call toll-free to get the Obama Deception, 888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. And do we have Representative John Shaw yet? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and bring Max Kaiser up, and then if he comes on later, I'll have him on for like 3 minutes, or I may just cancel him. We've already played the clip of him on air, and I don't have time for this. These state reps are always harder to get than congressmen. Max Kaiser, are you back, or did you take a break?
No, I'm here.
Okay, good, my friend. Specifically, what does that sound like to you to have the Army just announce we're going to run checkpoints for Homeland Security in the middle of Tennessee?
Yeah, well, you know, the problem is that because the government is so bankrupt, that one of the ways they're going to raise money is by nickel and diming people to death. And so this whole idea of stopping people, searching people, you know, your car is parked 5 inches away from the curb more than it should be, all the CCTV cameras watching everything. This is just a way to raise money, basically. You're nickel and diming people to death. It's just like we're back in the Sherwood Forest, and you've got people, you know, trying to get through the forest, and they're constantly being held up. It's all about the money, Alex. It's not about protection or security. It's just another way to reach into your pocket and pull out more money. And these guys who get the contracts to do all these programs are on the same group of people that we're talking about. They're part of this banking and government oligarchy. And I don't know if you've seen this one, Alex, but you really should. There's a great 12-part series on YouTube called Collapse in Argentina, or Argentina Collapse. And it documents the collapse in Argentina and the fusing of the legal system, the banks, and the political system into one, you know, five fingers of death, if you will. They just totally reached into the economy and destroyed it through utter corruption. And we're seeing this right now in the U.S. They're following that playbook. This guy Carlos Menem of Argentina is really a role model going forward in terms of how to undermine a community. But let's get back for a second to.
Hold on. That's where I wanted to go with this. Hold on, Max.
Yeah.
The IMF and World Bank documents talk about how they go pay off governments. They have the governments not pay the loans back at loan sharking rates. Then the economy implodes. Then they declare police state martial law to further destroy confidence. People riot. That causes even more confidence to fall. Then the offshore banks come in and buy it up for pennies on the dollar. And so there's a method to their madness. They brag. They love the insane looting and the open stealing because they control the national security apparatus. They're in control. They've got the military and the police ready to follow orders. And so the world is their oyster. They're just scorched earth using economics as a weapon to blast the whole world economy so on its ashes they can build this new bank of the world. The only question is that we pay our carbon taxes to. The only question is, will they get away with it, Max Kaiser?
I think there's a couple of things that people can do to offer some kind of balance to the situation. One, you know, throughout history, I think why should there be now a global passive resistance movement? You know, passive resistance movements in the U.S. worked during the civil rights era, and in India under the Gandhi era it worked. Well, you know, maybe to fight the global, to feed this global insurrection against this corporate and banking occupation that we're seeing all over the world, there should be a global program of global civil disobedience. For example, one easy thing that people can do to start to destabilize the oligarchy is to completely avoid all copyrighted material. And to make your own copyrighted material, make your own content. Now, to this end, I'm launching a new website this week. It's called piratemyfilm.com.
Oh, that's what I do. Hold on. Max Kaiser, I want a BBC News reporter, host his own show, maxkaiser.com, invented stock market system. Stay there. We've got the state rep, and so just stay there for a moment. I apologize. I want to get him on because this is breaking news. He's Representative John Shaw, just joins us for a few minutes, representative from Tennessee, District 80. Sir, thank you for coming on with us.
Sure. You're welcome. Thank you for having me, Alex.
You bet. Now, we played the clip earlier of you on a local news station talking about Army checkpoints. Mm-hmm. The governor found out, thanks to you and others, and canceled it. Can you just, in a nutshell, tell us exactly, specifically, what was going on?
Yes, I can. First of all, I have got a check. Now, I don't have concrete facts, but I don't think the military has, first of all, any jurisdiction to be checking seatbelts, number one. But number two, because of the economy in our area, we just got news a couple of weeks ago that the state may be closing down one of our private correctional facilities, which is going to eliminate about 350 jobs if that happened, unless they can rebid these beds to some other state. Now, we don't know right now where we are. That's still a proposal. It has not yet been decided upon. And therefore, that is one of the reasons why I said that the governor does not need this extra headache in that area right now. And then I think thirdly, when you look at the fact of a military unit being out, your daughter, my wife, or someone driving through a roadblock with all of these local officials, the Army and everybody out there, I think it's just going to scare people to death. I think our local and state officials have the staff when needed to check seat belts. To do a seatbelt check without the Army getting involved. And I just don't think it's a good idea.
Well, obviously, sir, I don't know if you've heard, but yes, it still violates posse comitatus. They haven't completely removed that 1878 law. We know in Mexico and communist China they have troops on the streets. This is a sign of a banana republic of a third world police state. So that we don't want that. But the larger issue here is that they've announced Homeland Security wants to put 20,000 regular Army troops to patrol America. The Naval War College, the Army War College has said their new job will be engaging us, combat with the American people to stop an insurrection against the banks. So, A, are you aware of that? B, can you tell us specifically what units, why the Army was going to be out running checkpoints?
Well, and I'm not aware of that. And let me just tell you, I found this out late on Friday evening myself when some calls started to come into my local office. I am in the Nashville at State Capitol Monday through Thursday, so give or take noon, 2-ish, 3 o'clock in the afternoon time. But I'm in my district on Fridays. Well, I got this news late on Friday, and when I got the news, I immediately jumped on it to try to call some local authorities that I knew first to see what was going on. And when I made the call, I found out at that point in time that the governor had already made the decision to cancel this, and which I was very proud of that. But I am not aware of Homeland Security doing this. I did hear that they would be involved in this roadblock issue on last Friday, but I am not aware of the other part of the question that you ask.
Okay, specifically, though, when you talk to the local authorities, whose idea, where did it come from that regular Army is going to be out running checkpoints? I mean, a checkpoint is unconstitutional if you don't have warrants and it's random for the police to do. Now the Army? I mean, again, sir, this is suddenly happening everywhere. This is part of a larger plan. So we as detectives are asking you, any other little tidbits you've got about who was behind this?
Well, and I don't know, Alex. I can't answer that question other than the fact that it was going to take place in a little area of my district in a town called Whiteville, Tennessee, which would lead me to believe or to assume that the chief of police there was the one who orchestrated this idea. Now, to say that is a fact, I don't know, because I have not spoken to him directly. I've spoken to some other officials.
Was the state involved? We're almost out of time. I'm sorry to interrupt. Was the state involved?
Not to my knowledge at all.
Okay, so the governor had to say no. So this is what we always see. The Army then probably approached some locals as part of their covert acclimation program. And State Representative Johnny Shaw, we appreciate you speaking out against this. We appreciate the governor saying no to this. Can you, just in closing, speak to why you were concerned about it and against it?
Well, again, I was concerned because I think in this economic climate, or in this climate that we are in with all of the terrorist attacks, et cetera, so forth and so on, can you imagine your wife, your daughter, my wife or daughter, even son driving up to a checkpoint with Homeland Security, the military police, the state police, if they were involved, and then, of course, all of your local authorities? This is going to make someone think something bad has happened in the community, and I just don't think this is a good idea. I think it would have been a scare tactic that would have been hard for some of our citizens to get over, or maybe some of our senior citizens, and I'm totally against this kind of a tactic, and I'm going to do my best as a state representative to see that this does not happen again in my district and hopefully nowhere in the state of Tennessee.
Okay, Mr. Shaw, Representative Shaw, thank you for the time.
Thank you for having me.
Take care. Okay, Max Kaiser, I apologize for making you wait 5 minutes when we invited you on here, but this is breaking, and I wanted to just get that on record. Again, Max, it isn't just about raising money. Suddenly, all over, the Marines are at DWI checkpoints, the Army's at mass shootings. Suddenly, they're putting liaison officers in all the major police departments in the Intelligence Bureau. This is slow-motion martial law.
Yeah, well, when you have an economy like America, which is 70% consumption and something like 10 to 15% military, you know, you got to give them something to do. You know, this is just the business of America is the military and consumption. So you've got huge health problems with overconsumption, huge economic problems, and you've got your military sitting in your backyard. Because the economy, it needs to be re-architected to reflect something else. This current economic architecture of America of consumption and militarism can be changed to reflect something else. It does not reflect any existential threat. There's absolutely no reason for the American economy to be consumption and militarism. It's just a choice made by those who sell consumer products and military products to create a country that buys military purchases and consumer products.
Instead, Max.
You know, loop for those people. But it doesn't have to be that way. There's nothing in the world, and nobody, you know, the fact is America is 5% of the world population. The GDP is shrinking rapidly. It has a very high opinion of itself. Who really cares about it anymore? I mean, the other economies are growing faster. They're more interesting. They're more dynamic in Asia and the Middle East and Europe. You know, America thinks, you know, it's becoming kind of a forgotten country at this point because it just doesn't do that much anymore. You know, the athletes are all on steroids. The Olympics are fixed. The banking system's a fraud. Who really thinks about it? If you leave America, nobody talks about America anymore. Sure, Barack Obama is a very photogenic guy, and he's great in Europe, and they applaud him. But by this time next week, he will be, you know, forgotten. And people are going to be focusing on jobs, quality of life, and issues that are important within the economies here in Europe that do not feed into consumerism and radical militarization. That's not what the economy is based in.
Max Kaiser, I interrupted you earlier. I wanted you to finish up with your new website dealing with changing the paradigm.
Yeah, changing paradigm is exactly right. The site is called piratemyfilm.com. It gives filmmakers a way to finance their films by pre-selling what I call gold copies to people who are then entitled to a percentage of any ad revenues that might be generated once the film is released to the pirate network. So I say, instead of fighting the pirates, work with the pirates. Because the copyright so-called pirates, they're being vilified unnecessarily. All they're doing is stretching the limits of technology and challenging unjust copyright laws. And they're being, again, caught up in the military in the U.S., and it's killing intellectual property in the U.S., it's stifling creativity in the U.S. To have things on copyright law for 20, 30, 40, 50, lifetime plus 70 years is like having an intellectual lobotomy. And that's part of the reason America can't think its way out of these problems, is because all the good ideas are locked up on corporate balance sheets. So I say this site, piratemyfilm.com, it gives filmmakers and creatives a chance to raise money for projects by pre-selling future ad revenue. And it's all based on some of my previous designs on some of my previous websites. It's all I have up right now is a splash page, but I'm going to start to introduce more functionality in the very next few days.
All right, Max Kaiser, I got a lot of final questions I want to get to with you. You know, I talked about how bad will it get, but let's try to cover that. But first, Barack Obama. I see him just as a diversion and as a distraction that the establishment is using, while the very same power structure outside of even his control just moves forward with their agenda. Your take on that?
Well, I've been on your show before, Alec. I said two statements that I want to revisit right now. Leading up to the Barack Obama election, I said, you know, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt. I'm not going to really come out and be critical of Barack Obama, even though the people in his cabinet look the exact same people as the Bush cabinet. Like, give him the benefit of the doubt. Now I've seen what I've seen, and it looks like he's totally in the pocket of Wall Street and these guys, and I'm absolutely flabbergasted because it doesn't appear as though he's really making any kind of moves to extricate himself from the iron grip of these financial oligarchs. It kind of saddens me. The other thing I mentioned on your show a couple of months ago was that there would be a run on the COMEX and the gold market back in December. That did not happen, but we did just get news that Deutsche Bank was involved in a massive manipulation on the COMEX in the past couple of weeks. So there's still a lot of fun and games going on in the COMEX, the gold futures markets in New York. There wasn't a run, as I predicted back in December, but there is a lot of skullduggery going on in that market. So,
well, anyway, to be fair, you said you thought it might happen, but they might be able to manipulate themselves out of it. I mean, the IMF just announced they're going to sell their gold to try to drive it down again. So it's like a beach ball they're trying to hold under. I got a key question for Max Kaiser straight ahead after this quick break. Final segment, ladies and gentlemen. Stay with us. His website's maxkaiser.com.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make a change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skin care, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
joins us from Paris. He's Max Kaiser. We're going to do about 10, 15 minutes of overdrive when the main radio show ends in about 5 minutes. So understand that, folks. We are going to go into overdrive today. We're going to talk about the new global currency, what Max Kaiser has been talking about on the news. I'm going to play his clip where he talked about the controlled demolition of our economy. Before we go back to Max Kaiser, Acola Blue.com is one of the sponsors that makes this radio show possible. Atmospheric water generator for your home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 28 liters of water in 24 hours. The generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Again, that number is 1-800-691-6043, 1-800-691-6043, or ecolablue.com. Check them out today. Also, mysolarbackup.com, a great solar generator system. The Power Source 1800 power plant with high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. Remember, too, that with gas generators, you need gas. So in a blackout, you need a solar panel that's plugged into a battery system. And they've got a great one at mysolarbackup.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365, mysolarbackup.com. Okay, going back to Max Kaiser right before we end the show. Max, specifically, you got linked up on Drudge, and it made national news in the U.S. when you made the point on international media that global currency is the establishment, some of them want. The bankers want a new level of the Ponzi scheme. You made the comment that the United States would not put up with that.
Yeah, exactly. In other words, the U.S. dollar is a world reserve currency. The IMF is mostly made up of dollars in the U.S. influence, so is the World Bank. The fact that the U.S. has a world reserve currency gives it an incredible advantage in global commerce because it can effectively buy things on credit, and then when they have to pay out the credit, they just issue more currency. And that's the advantage of having a reserve currency. All other countries in the world, for example, if they want to buy oil, they first have to buy dollars because oil is traded exclusively in dollars. Gold is traded in dollars, and commodities are traded in dollars. So if any other country, like Japan, wants to buy oil, they first have to buy dollars. And that's what gives incredible support to the dollar. And the U.S. gets a commission on every single dollar. You know, that's a huge business for these bankers, is the commission on dealing in dollars. So they don't want to get rid of that business. They don't want to share that business with anyone else. They don't want any other competing currencies. And they'll go, and you know, when Iraq was going to start trading oil in euros, that's when the U.S. went in, shock and awe. When Iran starts talking about trading oil and gas in euros, oh, we're going to start saber rattling against Iran, you know, and China now saying, well, oh, we're going to start trading in something maybe other than dollars, and we're going to do all these bilateral deals, billions, tens of billions of dollars in bilateral deals in Africa using other currencies other than the dollar. And the question is, well, is the U.S. going to go in there and do some kind of military action in Beijing like they've done in other countries? And although it may sound at first blush a bit extreme, you think about a previous empire, which was England, when their counterparty, China, was not buying their goods, the English went in with their gunboats and started something called the Opium Wars. They got China hooked up on opium, addicted to opium, as a way to defend the British pound.
All right, Max Kaiser, we're going to end the main radio transmission there, but at PrisonPlanet.tv and on the audio streams at Infowars.com. And PrisonPlanet.tv with a live TV stream. We're going to continue for another 10, 15 minutes. We've got to let you go on this line and call you right back on your line in Paris. Okay, Max?
Okay.
There goes Max Kaiser. I'm Alex Jones signing off. For everybody else, again, the show's going to re-air on stations across the country. But if you're an Internet listener, join us. We'll be right back in a minute at InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.